Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Yo, what's going on, man? Just missed your call.
Dang, dog, you're fast. How's it going?
It's been juggling quite a but this week
Dude,
has
I've been
been
juggling so hard.
I'm sure. I see how you work. I saw with all the different scrubbing you do in the deals, and I see you work fast, so yeah, it's been a little cray cray this week, but that's good.
It's
And I
been
know you guys
good,
have been
yeah.
keeping me busy too, so that's always good.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if it's gonna. I mean, a knock on wood here, but hopefully we can wrap all these up by the end of this month. But worst, if that's not the case, then maybe we can have another June where May got backlogged, pushed to the beginning of June, and then just broke another record. That'd be great.
Did DK tell you about the little special stuff that we got going this month?
No? Well, maybe you can remind me.
I'll let DK take it. He was his idea, so I'll let him you talk to him about that. Just create
Okay.
some suspense. But yeah, we're very close. We're about 300K and change away. And obviously we got the one that we're trying to get for 180 now, just with Kara. And yeah, that one should be ready to go once we get the updated supplement and the reduced payoffs. So hopefully today, if not Monday at worst, and then a couple 250. I mean, they got like three or four 250s out there. It's still got some good amount of life in it. So,
Yeah. That's what I'm calling you about, man. That's what I'm
what's up?
calling you about.
I hear ya.
Whole brick oven pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to me.
That's the one. You still
That's
there?
the high priority. That's the high priority deal of the month for me because I know that. I've been talking to all
Yeah.
my colleagues. Side note, our Colorado operations team. When I was trying to get one of them set up for checkout, he's like, "Yo, this place is around the corner from the office. I go there all the time." He's like, "Can we please fund this so I can get some free shit?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do
No,
too."
I know. It's so cool. I think this could be, and I'm knocking on wood here, but the
Yep.
biggest client of the quarter for us if we can get it done.
Of course, I'm shaking.
So, a lot of pressure on me on this one.
I'm sure.
So I just wanted to give you a lay of the land of what we're trying to do on our side, and I'm sure
Of
you've been
course.
speaking to DK a little bit. So
Of
we're
course.
trying to find all the different regions, do the 600K
Yep.
at OnDeck, and then we
Do the
wanted
rest out
to.
with BFS kind of thing.
Well, no, BFS killed it for us
Oh, they killed
also.
it.
Yeah, that's why we went to you in the first place,
I
because
figured there
they
was something. Yeah, what was the reason they
well.
cited?
Anyways, the finance. Reuben just walked in. He says, "What's up?"
Oh, what up?
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Reuben's gonna want to maybe talk to you a little bit. Anyways, though.
That's fine. That's fine. I could talk to him after. We were emailing all day, so that's all good.
Here. Just talk to him real quick.
Yeah.
Hey man, how you doing?
What's up, man? What's up?
American Automotive American, whatever. You guys don't like that one.
Yeah, so our director of underwriting actually killed that one personally. I was like, "Yo, what's going on?" Like, says I sent Grant like the. I don't know if did Grant forward you what I sent
I
him.
saw it. I saw Mortal Kombat finish
Yeah.
him on that. Yeah, I know you can't do anything. I appreciate it though. I do have a question for you. For this
What's up?
waffles thing, so this guy's balance is a lot higher than he anticipated.
Yep.
Is there any way you think this could get? I know we bumped it before, but if we get like July banks, do you think it could be bumped? Because I think this guy does like 170 a month or so. Or do you think we're at our limit? Because I think
See.
it might come down to that, so I'm just trying to be creative here.
Yeah. Let me see here. So I know he. Okay. So you did 111, 150, 150 and change, then 140.
What does the ending balance have to be in the month? Do you guys care?
Ending balance is important, but not as important as average bank balance. So if you want to send me the July bank and just to kind of just, I'm not going to rerun it, but we can just keep it on file in case we need to go
Yeah,
that
I think
route.
it's like $170 in July.
Okay, and if the average is good, hold on. And the negative days in June, no big deal. Yeah, I mean, so basically, what is his balance actually? Is it like
It's like
120?
160. It's like 160. He found out. He was way under. Yeah. So you know what I'm over. So that's. I already sent him an email. We just did an equipment loan for him. So I sent him an email. I said, "Hey, look, we'll get everything cleared because I still think your guys' deal is great. I've still presented it as a great deal, but that's a lot of money. So you understand what I'm going against. His payment
I
stays the
hear
same as his current loan. He still nets some money, but
you.
I'll send you the bank. I'm slammed, so I'll try to get you the bank either today or Monday, probably Monday, and then you
That's
guys
fine. Send it
do
Monday.
Grant to take a look at it. and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so, I mean, let me see. So, I mean, yeah, he would need to be 92.5. I mean, yeah, he'd have to come up with a fair chunk out of pocket. That'd be pretty tough,
okay.
I'm sure.
No, he has like 100 grand in savings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely do it. If it's obviously the one we're doing with Kara right now is almost kind of similar. Obviously, the balance is literally $200 over the limit versus this one, which is like a nice 60K over. Yeah, so basically, as long as we get payoff letters that are 50% net, even if I were to get the increase to get a little bit more money, then they would still say, hey, it needs to be 92.5 or below.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. And so my assumption is, like, we've got to be these balances have to be like 100 or less, really, on most of these deals on deck, or else it just draws the ire of underwriting, correct?
I mean, 125 or below is fine. I mean, I did a payoff for another ISO at 120K, and it was fine.
Okay.
It was just one lender. So, I mean, our max loan, obviously, through our core program is 250. Even if we did on deck select for, let's say, 300 or 400, the cap on payoff
is 125. What I'm saying is, if the balance comes in as 120 or over 100, does it draw extra scrutiny?
Good question. It doesn't really, as long as the revenue is there. If we get a 100K balance and, you know, we have 250, they're like, okay, they won't even flinch. You know, but if it's 126 MCA and, you know, reported, more smartly reported as 126, and it gets 250, then they'll decline it. So I told Amy too, is that, you know, kind of if she wanted to sandbag a little bit on the reporting of the MCA balance to like a little bit less so we can get the approval and then do kind of what we've been doing for, you know, this one.
You work
and
backwards.
Then,
okay, cool.
Exactly.
All right. Let me not steal any more of your time. Here's a grand, okay? Thanks, brother.
All good, man. No worries, man.
Anyways, I just wanted to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Just for my basic knowledge. So, speculatively, if OnDeck is to fund Cold Brick Oven Pizza at those individual locations, are UCCs filed at funding or only when they begin to default?
Okay, so the question is, do we file the UCC right after funding? Yes, we do. So if we were to, you know, so as soon as we, you know, send the money, let's say today, we'd file the UCC on Monday. Is it an issue that he has, like, something else he's trying to get to, kind of thing?
The concern is that you guys don't require a tax return, which is making this deal so easy with you guys, but everyone else requires a tax return, and
correct,
the tax return that we have is only for the holding company. There are no tax returns or financials for the individual regions. So all the other lenders are like, look, we want to file a UCC on the holding company.
Oh, see, that actually is a strategic advantage, because we will not do that. We will only file on the individual locations. Excuse me, not the individual locations, but the individual, like, you know,
regions.
Florida.
Regions.
Yeah, the regions, exactly. So when we do these deals, yeah, so I'm glad you called about it. So we don't cross-collateralize, you know, or any of that kind of stuff that some of the lenders do. It's, you know, whatever the business name is on the contracts, we file UCC to match that. So when we do let's say, Florida, it's like, all right, UCC on the Florida deal, all right, UCC on the Colorado deal, and every other state that we, and then obviously whichever third one that we want to go with, and then whatever the other, like, how many entities does he have in total? Like 12?
15 10? Or something? Like crazy.
Jesus. So yeah, I mean, ultimately for us, then we would just do on those three, whichever ones we want to go forward with, we follow on those three. The other, you know, dozen are unencumbered.
Good. Because everyone's running into that issue. Now, I just got off the phone with Ascentium, and we were thinking about trying to get something done maybe there, and they don't require a tax return either. So that could be a place to just kind of scoot it across the line.
Yep.
Good to know that the holding company won't get touched too, because that may be,
yep.
That could be good news. I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
Of course, yeah. We don't want to count our chickens or our pizza before they comes out of the oven.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to see what we can do here. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Got
I know
a lot of things to consider.
This is one of those that you know, it's like a personal deal I want to get funded now. Like it's like there are two Grimaldis in Hoboken. Literally, I can walk to both of them. I go to them a fair amount.
Are you from? You were from Wisconsin originally?
I don't know. I'm from Long Island, New York, live in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, Hoboken's in New Jersey. I thought there's a Hoboken in Wisconsin.
Probably something similar.
All right. Okay, well, I have a lot of work to do.
No problem.
This could be good news. I really, really want to get this across the line. super bad.
I do too, man. This will be the month breaker for, you know, we do 500. We already have, so we obviously had those two deals already ready for checkout. So those deals are ready to fund in a couple of minutes once he's ready to go. And then the other one, we can do the third one just whenever he decides, hey, let's do this third one. And then, yeah, and then he still has the other ones that he can play around with and do a Sentium or what have you.
Where are we at so far? And you're saying that two are ready for online checkout and have been expressed that they're ready to fund?
Oh, yeah. I sent it to DK, too. I'll tell you which ones. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Here, where are we? Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Florida, ready to fund, $250 online checkout. The other one is, I believe, Colorado. Let me just double check.
So we're pretty much at a million already.
Oh, no, we're at 115 right now. We're at 1 million. 100,055. If we can get, once we, I mean, we're already kind of at the finish line for Finger Lakes, Kara's deal, so that would put us at a little over, I guess, 1.3. And then basically, if we can get the two brick ovens, that already puts us over for 1.5. And then, you know, we're trying to shoot for 2 million from there.
Count renewals, we're almost at 2 already.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, I don't get paid shit on those, so.
Yeah.
And Bill was set to. Sad to lose you guys because obviously it's a nice chunk of revenue, but you got a nice promotion. So, Anyway, so yeah, just you know, lay the story. Those two are ready to go. Yeah, like I said, just, you know, if you're sold on the terms, I know I gave executive pricing to DK before. So once they're ready to go, shoot me an email, and then, you know, I can walk them through checkout from there, or you guys can walk them through whatever. And 500K is waiting for him. Just, you know, a couple clicks away.
Yep, yep. Well, we're gonna make it up to 600 on Cole, but yes. We are ready to move. Other than that, I'm gonna get with Ruben. We're like, it's funny because like literally this cold deal, cold break oven. Past 2 days, mm-hmm. I don't think I've done anything else.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, all right, man. I'm gonna be talking to you soon. I'm gonna try and get the other bit done, and hopefully we can wrap this up.
Hell yeah, man! I'll be excited.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Later, man.
All right, bye.